OJB's podcast, 23 November 2013, Science Isn't the Enemy. I recently listened to a podcast where a professional astronomer was lamenting the current lack of respect given to her profession and to science in general. I think there are two elements to this point which I need to mention. First, the level of respect varies from one country to another and between groups within a country. And second, where it does exist, it is more an anti-intellectual bias rather than one against astronomy or any other less practical science, or science in particular. I'm sure we have all come across the people who are actually proud of their ignorance. Sometimes I talk about how amazing the work being done at CERN is, and a person might respond with, "Oh, I don't know anything about that," with a sort of self-satisfied expression as if they made them better in some way. Or I might mention how incredibly useful modern smartphones like the iPhone are, and they will reply, "I would never use something like that," even though they might have just been talking about a situation where GPS or some other technology would have helped them. So astronomers shouldn't take the lack of respect for them as anything personal. I work with technology in a university, and I often get the impression people see that as inferior in some way to managing a shop or being an accountant, for example. And I have often come across a situation where people assume my colleagues working in the more esoteric fields such as quantum physics or organic chemistry are just viewed as boffins working on their own pet projects and as being of no real use to society. It hasn't always been like this. In the past, scientists and technology professionals were often viewed in a similar way to pop music performers or movie stars today. They toured and gave lectures to packed halls. They demonstrated new inventions and discoveries, and their contributions were seen as a way to achieve a better future. I think there are several factors which have contributed to the decline of these attitudes. First, neoliberalism. You didn't think I was going to get through a blog post without mentioning that, did you? Has emphasised the alleged value of commerce over other activities. Second, science has challenged many established views. Evolution and cosmology challenge religion, and climate change challenges some established conservative dogma, for example. So some groups have attempted to discredit it as a result. And third, the rise of environmentalism, which I agree has a lot of positive points, has often had an anti-progress aspect as well, such as being against nuclear power and genetic engineering. None of these are good reasons to be anti-science. If science disproves your religious beliefs, then change them, or do better science to show the original stuff was wrong. If science shows your political ideas don't work, then you should be able to change those views to fit without abandoning your core ideals. And if new technology doesn't fit in with your environmental philosophy, then maybe it is time to have a more pragmatic approach to your cause. Whatever the case, science and technology are not the enemy of any reasonable and rational group. If you find yourself opposed to them, then I think there's a very good chance that it is you who has got it wrong.